أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 49 from 110 Lessons for Life from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to investigate the topic, albeit very briefly, on the transitory world and the world to come, the next world. Now before we go into the hadith, we should understand and appreciate the fact that this is one of those topics which has been mentioned in the Quran in numerous occasions. And in addition, obviously, the sayings, the traditions, the speech of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and his noble successors have all spoken about the nature of this transitory world, the temporary world that we live in, that we occupy for 50, 60, maybe 100 years, and also the world to come, the world which the Quran refers to as a true life, which is perpetual, which is everlasting, which will not come to an end. And as we know that these two worlds, so to speak, these two forms of existence, they obviously form a large part of how we interact with this world, meaning that the way that we interact with this world in this life obviously will be the outcome we will see in the world to come. And so obviously if we are living a temporary existence in this plane, in this realm, in this world, which would be the precursor to the world to come, which is everlasting, which is a permanent abode, it stands to reason that we need to know both of these worlds. We need to understand how we can make the best of this world to make the best of the world to come. And again, this is something which has been repeated many times within the verses of the Quran, when Allah describes the various traits and characteristics of this temporal world, and in which He also talks about the next world, and also He has shown us through His messenger, all the messengers in actuality, but the last and the final messenger, and His successors, of how to deal with both of these situations that we come across, these two unique aspects of our existence, this world and the world to come. So in the tradition that we want to look at today from the Commander of the Faithful, it's a very short tradition, very few words are spoken, but at the same time that few words are spoken, he actually speaks volumes, and he is giving us an ocean of understanding of this world and the world to come. And in this tradition, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, makes the following statement. He says, "That which will transpire, meaning the world to come, is not that far away, and that which will cause to separate, meaning the life of this temporal world, is not close at hand." In this very beautiful and very short tradition, very poignantly spoken by the Commander of the Faithful, he guides us to a very interesting understanding and reality of both the world to come, the Akhirat, and this world, what we call the Dunya. And he tells us that that which will come, that which will transpire, the world to come meaning, he says, is not that far away. Obviously, for us as human beings, we think of it to be maybe thousands, millions of years away. But in actuality, as the sentence structure of this hadith tells us, and the way our scholars have interpreted this hadith, is that yes, the world to come is not right now, it is not present here in front of us, but it will come, and things that will come, which are even in the future, are close at hand. They can be understood as being close, although we may feel them to be far away. And so the Commander of the Faithful says that which will come to pass, meaning the next world, the world to come, the life after this world, he says, is close at hand, while he says the opposite for this temporal world that we're in. When he talks about the temporal world, the dunya, the life of this temporal world, he says that that which is close at hand, that this world that we live in, is actually not close. This temporary existence, he says, is not close, because it is something which we understand will pass away. We will leave this world, eventually this world will come to an end. And so therefore he reminds us that the future which is to come is close, and that which we are in, the present, is actually far away from us. Unfortunately for many human beings on the face of this earth, as we have seen through human history and we continue to see even until today, they fail to realize that this world is a temporary pleasure, as the Quran refers to it as. It's not a permanent abode. And when they think about the world to come, well, they say, well, that is something which may have been promised, which may come, which will be maybe in the future. And so unfortunately, with this twisted and incorrect logic, many people throughout history have based their actions on the here and now, on thinking about their own pleasures and enjoyments in this temporal phase, in this phase of life that we are currently living in, not realizing that their actions will have an impact on the world to come. We just have to look at Islamic history and many of the characters that have been around. You know, you just focus on, let's say, the event of Karbala as one example. You have individuals such as Umar ibn Sa'd, may Allah deal with him with his justice for his crimes against the family of the Prophet. And a man like Umar ibn Sa'd, on one hand, is told by the cursed Yazid, the son of Muawiyah, from the family who was known for their animosity to Islam and to the Prophet, when he was told that you would be given the governorship of the city of Ray, which is in southern Tehran, for the head of Hussein ibn Ali. And when the same Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet, the son of the Messenger of God in actuality, when he tells Umar ibn Sa'd that I will promise you much more than you can be ever given by the likes of Yazid, he replies, and we just paraphrase his statement, that he says that, you know, what Hussein is promising me is paradise, which I have not seen, which is in the world to come. But yet what Yazid is giving me, what the commanders are giving me, is Ray, which is the apple of my eye, which is something that I really, really desire. And I can feel it. I can, you know, I can see this country, this city, and I can, you know, picture myself as the leader of this city. So people like him, and not only him, but many people throughout history have always looked at the future as being something which may come. They haven't seen it yet, but they have seen this world. And so as believers, we have to get out of this rut of only thinking of the here and now, of the temporary pleasures, of the quick, fleeting pleasures of this world, and realize that something much better is awaiting each and every single believing man and believing woman in the world to come. In closing, in some of the traditions, we see that when the people of paradise will look towards this world and in some form where there'll be some manifestation of their entire lifespan in this world, when they look towards the world and all that they did, we're told in the traditions that to them it will appear like the time it takes for a human being to milk an animal, milk a camel for example. The few minutes it might take is what the people of the heaven will look at the life of this world as being. So as we see that this life is temporal, it is very short, it is a fleeting life. And so as believers, as human beings, we have to rise to the occasion, try to improve our connection to Allah, our faith, our commitment, our devotion to the religion, and to follow the precepts of the teachings, and to always realize that this world is temporary, it is a fleeting life, it is an illusion, so to speak, but the life of the world to come, that is the true life. Had only we as human beings known and understood this fact. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.